The Cleveland Indians are riding a 6.5-game lead over Detroit for first place in the American League Central Division, and it's happening with some once-unknown players enjoying breakout seasons. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Jose Ramirez has been one of these surprising stars for the team.
Jose's come out of seemingly out of nowhere. Now, he has been a prospect the last couple of seasons in the minors. He's been hitting 300 in the minors. But the big story, who's been their phenom infielder the last few years?
It's been Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, in fact, for a couple of years, they played together in the minors. Lindor played shortstop and Jose Ramirez played second. But as he's having this big year and so on, and Lindor was a first-round draft choice, signed for a couple million dollars. I mean, hardcore Tri fans heard about Francisco Lindor almost from the moment he was drafted.
Yeah, he was considered the next big thing.
And I pay attention to stuff. And other than knowing that the Indians signed Jose Ramirez out of the Dominican Republic, I knew nothing about him. So I decided to find out.
And what did you find out? I mean, you found out basically he was playing on a field, not a baseball field.
Well, not what we would consider a baseball field. John Mirabelli is the Indians' like director of international scouting. And so I started with him. I said, well, how did you get Jose Ramirez? First of all, he says, I'm going to send you a picture. And he sends me a picture of this field with like kind of weeds and there's a donkey grazing in short center field behind second base.
Like an actual donkey.
A real donkey. And you see a little kid with a glove and so on. And he said, this is not the exact field where we found Jose Ramirez, but it looks like it. Now, there are top prospects in the Dominican Republic, and they play on really nice fields. These are kids that are targeted as early as 8 years old. There's a thing called a boscón. A boscón is like a trainer slash scout, and he kind of shepherds this young boy, and that's what they are, with the idea of getting him signed. Well, as far as the Indians know, Jose Ramirez never had a boscón. They were watching, it's called this Prospect League. There are kids that show up to see if they could play if, like, the main guys don't get to play. Mm-hmm. Well, Jose was one of those secondary kids. Well, he gets into this game. He's playing second base. He's 5'9", like 160.
Yeah.
He's small, and I'm not sure he's 5'9". And sitting there is John Mirabelli, the director of scouting, and their top Latin American scout guy named Ramon Pena. And they're watching these other guys, and Ramirez gets three hits. And Pena says to Mirabelli, I kind of like that little kid a little bit. Next day, he gets in the game again. He gets three more hits. Well, then the next day of a doubleheader, he plays both games. He gets five hits. So Pena says, I really think we should sign this guy. So they finally decide, okay, we'll see if we can get him kind of cheap. And they signed him for $50,000, which sounds like a lot of money. But actually, in the Dominican Republic, it's not. Mm-hmm. Like Danny Salazar signed for $200,000 out of the Dominican Republic, the Indian starter. The Indians gave a kid who most fans have not heard of, name is Dorsis Polino, over $1 million. That was, by the way, 5 years ago. He's still in Class A, you know.
Way down in the minors.
Right. Yeah. So Ramirez signs, and what happened, every level in the minors, he was hitting over 300. Did they think he was going to hit for power and he's ninth inning homers? No, but they thought he could be like a really good utility guy, hit 270, 280. What's fun for me is even in all this age of all the scouting and all the analytics and all the videotape and everything else they have, here's this little squat kid, Jose Ramirez, waiting to get into a game, playing on these back dirt fields where the donkeys may or may not come. You talk about defying the odds. The fans love him now. He has that mohawk haircut. And when he runs these doubles, his helmet flies off. He just kind of body parts flying all over the place.
I was just going to say, sometimes when I'm watching the games, I just see this orange hair.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, who is that? It's really remarkable. And I guess, is that just how it goes sometimes? Sometimes a team just gets lucky on a player like this.
I think what we've seen with Jose, too, is there is a dogged determination about him.
It's certainly one of those players, especially in Cleveland, we can get behind.
It was a fun story for me, man. I knew nothing. I don't know how they got him.
I didn't either.
And I got to see a picture of a baseball field with a donkey past second base.
Just one piece of this very exciting Indian season so far. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.